This is Joanna Schrader reporting, and I am with Mark Diener with Girl Mart. Mark, how are you?
Good, good.
So you are based in Illinois, correct, Mark?
That is correct, Bloomington, Illinois.
You know, I have a question, Mark. You know, so you guys actually blend and sell biodiesel, and one of the consumer concerns has always been cold start issues. Will biodiesel work in the cold? Well, last week you had an awful lot of cold and an awful lot of snow. Did your biodiesel work?
It worked. It worked. And you are right. Biodiesel does have different properties than conventional diesel fuel. But if it is managed properly and blended and using chemistry and again, depending on what the customer's needs are, we can use biodiesel blends in very cold temperatures.
So you have your own biodiesel brand called Diesel X Gold. So can you tell us a little bit about what makes your brand, sort of sets it apart from some other biodiesel brands?
Well, the Diesel X Gold brand is our conventional diesel fuel. Then we would add various biodiesel blends with that, whether it be a B2, B5, B11, which is typical in Illinois, or B20 with that. But Diesel X is our it's a performance chemistry that helps improve the fuel efficiency and helps protect the fuel while it's in our customers' hands.
So last year, you know, one of the big issues in the biodiesel industry was the loss of the $1 per gallon tax credit. And many plants went out of production, and a lot of plants who were still in production were down. But before we started this interview, you mentioned that Illinois didn't see a lot of fallout from that. Can you talk a little bit about what some of the, you know, about how Illinois has embraced biodiesel and sort of what your market looked like for you in 2010?
Well, Illinois has been very, very progressive when it comes to the use of biodiesel. And part of that, the legislature passed sales tax waiver. Illinois is one of the few states that has sales tax on motor fuels. And so if you use B10 or higher, which is effectively a B11, there's no sales tax. So now you take a 6.25%, and that's a state. Some locales have a little higher, I think up to 7, maybe 7.5. But you take 6.25 to 7.5% off a gallon of diesel fuel, then that becomes very, very cost effective.
Right. So how do you anticipate 2011 playing out for your business? The tax credits back, are renewable fuel standards increasing, you've got your state incentives. Do you see a big growth curve coming up for GrowMark?
Well, I think so. I think we're going to see some very positive things with biodiesel, just for exactly what you said. The blender's credit is back for $1 a gallon. There's significant RIN values that are available in the pricing of biodiesel. In Illinois and other states, there's some Minnesota has some demand mandates or some usage mandates, and so those things will help push along the biodiesel sales.
So, from your company's perspective, you know, what are the top three issues or challenges do you see for you yourselves this year?
Well, when it comes to, if you're referring to biodiesel, part of it is consumer education. There's some myths about usage and about some issues, using biodiesel, that usually once we have a chance to visit one-on-one with a customer or a prospect and explain the subtleties, and so they use it properly, whether they use conventional diesel fuel or a biodiesel blend with that, it's got to be handled properly and used right.
Great. So, you know, we have a lot of consumers that read domestic fuel. So what's the number one thing you want them to know, positive thing you want them to know about biodiesel?
Well, I think actually there's three things.
Okay.
And when we have a banner that we promote our biofuels with, ethanol and biodiesel, we call it homegrown fuels. Corn is used to make ethanol, soybeans for biodiesel, although there are other feedstocks. But again, it's homegrown, it's good for the environment, it reduces our dependence on foreign oil. I mean, those are just the right things to make happen, doing the right thing.
Right. And where can consumers go to get more information about GrowMark and actually where they can go to purchase your fuel?
Well, GrowMark.com is on the website. And go to the biodiesel website, National Biodiesel Board website. But there's many and good sources of information. And when you go to the biodiesel website, they've got other places they can provide good information for usage and what it does.
Right. Mark, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, again, we're our organization has been in the renewable fuels arena for many years. We started marketing ethanol back in the late 70s, so we have some history with it. We're very pro renewable fuels, just for the reasons I mentioned a little earlier. And so we think there's, you know, even though there's some toe stubbing, then we'll see some of that here and there. We're very, very bullish on renewable fuels for the future.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.